We're in Simen Tov Resh Mem Ches. We're up to Siv Yud Gimel. We'll be doing Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Chazozis, what is a chazozis? That we say parcels. Hu kamo ababuos. Those are little bubbles. V'yesh bo mamish. And you can feel it. Shebem komo nikur bim nishushu govoa me'esrig. You can tell that it's higher than the esrig. Hago. So what exactly is a chazozis? So it's got to be something that you could that goes above the level of the esrig. You can feel it. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that some hold it's got to be more than one. It's not a chazozis. It's not an ababua. It's at least two ababuas. But many are cholik on that. What happens if you don't have ababuas? You don't have little bubbles. But what you have is that it got a little bit bent in and it's a bit reddish. That the halach is kosher. So the chazozis, according to one day, it has to be a few little bubbles, and the Mishneh Berurah comes out that many are cholik on that. What happens if it got a little bent and it's like reddish or brown? The halach is that it is kosher. Says the Ramana, V'lachein yesh lahachshir osn chazozis shekosn korin b'loshn ashkenaz mul. This is what we call a bletel, which is the sort of off-white, beige, tan kind of spots that you get on an esrig. L'fi she'enim gvolim mishar esrig, because they're not really higher, they're on the level of the skin of the esrig. So that's the first daya. V'yesh mishomer d'yesh lachshir mitam d'nachshav mara esrig ma'achar d'regiyum liyas harbeikein. The other daya says this is normal for an esrig, so we wouldn't call it a shini mara in the first place, even if it is higher than the rest of the esrig. The Mishneh Berurah says that the achronim are machmir if it's higher than the rest of the esrig. So if an esrig has a bletel, but you cannot tell that it's on a higher level than the rest of the esrig, that's kosher. Whereas if it is on a higher level, according to the Mishneh Berurah, you should be machmir. Yudalit. Im also bo chazozes binyan shepasel. If it had chazozes in a way that it's pasel, oshu menumer, or that it's spotted, im kesha kolfo chozo lamara esrig kosher, lachar shenivlak, velo chaser klum. So halacha is, what happens if you had a shini mara and you kolef it off? The halacha is now the esrig becomes kosher. And it's mutter even lechatchila, except not on yantif because of tikkun mana. Later, the Ramah writes otherwise. The case is, on the other days after the first days of Sukkot, the halacha is that a chaser is kosher. So let's say you had a black spot in an esrig and you go and cut it off. The halacha is that the machaber is machshir and the Ramah pasels, because he says once it was pasel, removing it doesn't help you. So this machaber would be arguing with that Ramah. This machaber would be holding that if you are kolifit, the machaber holds, if you get off the spot, the halacha is that it's kosher. And the Ramah over there holds that cutting off the spot would leave it pasel.